This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
The following podcast is scheduled for one fall, and there will be no disqualification. Making their way to the ring from lineupmedia.fm at a combined weight of 849 pounds, the Three Horsemen.
Oh, we're back. With a bang, with a, what would you say? Back with a,
I don't know, bangs, I guess. We'll see.
The gang's back for
back
a bang.
With a bullet? I don't know what you.
Your guys' intro's badass, though. Yeah. I gotta say, that's pretty cool.
I missed that. I didn't even know I did.
When was the last show?
Let me look
June?
On the iTunes here.
I don't know. We spent a lot of money for that intro. That's ultimately what led to the end of the show, as we couldn't
afford it anymore.
Yeah, we had a really good guy who was like, hey, you know who you should get to do that intro? Joe Buck. I just got knocked out again.
Yeah, our headset thing is kind
of... Well, we're out of practice. You're not
so
out.
So it looks like July 13th, 2017 was our last episode. So
which was?
What, 9 months ago? 8 months ago?
What was the last episode?
Paige Alberto and Kurt Angle's Loved Child and wrestler salaries.
Amazingly, since then, Tio's had a baby and Vicky lost a person.
And it was with Paige. When we did our last show... Alberto Del Rio and Paige did split up, and she's the mother of my baby.
No shit.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Did you get child support, or?
That must have freaked your wife out when that baby came out.
The entertainment that still comes from T.O. is never-ending to think out loud on a mic.
I will say, though, I thought she'd be dead by now, and she's not.
So. Your wife or?
No,
Paige. Oh.
She,
wishful thinking.
If you're seeing on your monitor, yes, that is still Everett, that is still Big E. There's a lot less to love.
We call him moderate E now.
That's like eight bowling balls.
Yeah, something like that. I had a moderate case of AIDS.
Literally.
Uh-huh.
And now that's gone, so.
Okay, let's get back.
Corey does not like our humor right now. He's trying to get us back on the format.
No, I was actually trying to actually start the show.
Oh.
Welcome back to the Three Horsemen, Big E, T.O., Corey, and from the dark side of madness and everything else, co-host with Big E on Surreal Talk, it's the man, the myth, the legend, Eric.
Nice. So if you had to say four horsemen that was like guy that was in and out, which one would that be?
You could be Barry Windham, easy.
I'd say Sid Vicious.
Psycho Sid? That's not bad.
Yeah, you know what? He's way more badass than Barry Windham.
I don't know about that, but agree to disagree.
Yeah, it is what it
is. I like it. But yeah, we're back. We decided, when the hell did we decide to do this?
I don't know, a week or two ago, three, I don't know, a while back. It was a good idea.
Yeah. It's Mania season. Everybody's watching wrestling right now. Well, I shouldn't say everybody. People are reading more right now.
I'm still every now and then picking up classic shit on YouTube and whatnot and watching it, but I can't.
You mean the network?
No, YouTube. YouTube. I don't pay for that overpriced WWE.
I tell you, though, the crossover show we did about Chris Benoit is by far on YouTube our most successful video.
As far as Surreal Talk goes?
Triple the of anything else, if not better. Just saying, like, there's comments on there and people are like, I don't even watch wrestling. And you guys fucking killed that episode. It was great. So, yeah.
That was a good one. That was a long day.
Corey's, like, really, I heard, like, popular with your fan base.
Well, he's had a few subsequent guest spots on there. And, you know, like, one time he really was a little tough on the people from the South. The sports conspiracy show. Yeah,
I think that really the Southerners was the rough one.
It was the Southern one. The sports conspiracy thing went fine.
No.
And anytime you attack half the country.
No. I love my Southern wrestling. There's nothing wrong with that.
That's for sure.
It's territorial shit. We'll talk about that in the second show. So if you don't know what we're doing, we're going to do a WrestleMania. We're just going to talk about what the card looks like, what we liked about WrestleMania over the years, things they do, things they don't do.
They don't put 93,000 in there anymore.
Ooh.
Just saying.
Everett and I were talking about that. What WrestleMania was it where they had from three different stadiums?
Two. That was WrestleMania 2.
Yeah, I mean, they don't do shit like that anymore. That was fucking cool.
Man, it's a nightmare. You can watch the production difficulties they actually had on the network because it's pretty much uncut. And they fucked up some stuff.
I can imagine.
You guys are talking about the 93,000? They're but what I was saying is the current time, they're going to try to do a 100,000-seat stadium in Australia.
Is that that's not the Abu Dhabi one, is
no,
it?
No, Australia's not in.
Yeah, Abu Dhabi's not in Australia.
But what is the Abu Dhabi show?
They're calling it the biggest Royal Rumble ever, Battle Royal. That's 50
that's
person.
That's right.
They make a bigger ring?
I there's been very little details. They're doing it on the network. It's leaked that they're going to air it on the network, but none of the females can participate.
Eek.
On the card.
Why not? Oh, because of Australia rules?
No, in the Middle East.
Middle East.
Yeah. They treat women well. Yeah.
Considering moving there, they have other things that are good besides their women policies.
Like?
So I'm not going into it right now.
This all right. Anywho.
Nothing I can think of.
Yeah.
I got plenty. I'm just not going into it, okay?
He's over here drawing pictures of the Prophet Muhammad. I told him to stop, but
I'm not putting it on camera.
And in 30 minutes, he'll have to stop and pray. But we will continue on.
We get our package bombed.
Which way to Mecca? You might know from here?
North.
Anyway. Okay, so let's get into this. So we got WrestleMania 34. It's coming to you live from Nollins, Louisiana. Second time in 4 years for some reason.
Hmm. Must have sold good last time.
Well, WrestleMania 30 was awesome. I personally loved that one. That was Daniel Bryan's year. Obviously, there's news about Daniel Bryan coming back, and we'll get to that. Okay, so our Surreal Talk, guys. Last time you've watched wrestling.
Like a live wrestling broadcast? Oh, God. Since well before we did our last show.
Yeah, years.
A year?
Okay, now, saying that, do you guys watch WrestleMania every year?
No.
Really?
I catch the after.
Highlights.
Yeah, the highlights I'll catch, but I don't, I just can't pay for that anymore.
When is WrestleMania? This Sunday?
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's 10 bucks a month.
We're going to be on a plane this Sunday.
No, it's not this Sunday. Oh. Okay. We're recording this. It's March, whatever March day it is. And the show is in a week and a half. It's Wednesday, March 27th.
It's the 8th.
28th today.
Yeah, it's before Easter.
So it's the same day as the last day of our event.
Mm-hmm.
WrestleMania is?
Yeah.
Oh.
And what's the best way to call it? It's stacked. They stacked it.
It's a great card.
Yeah, looking at this card, there's a lot of huge names on there. Even for me, who I don't keep up too much with it anymore, I recognize every single one of these names. So that's kind of a big deal.
But you guys,
purposely or not purposely, with Daniel Bryan coming back, they kind of got lucky. Not to say lucky, but I mean, just everything kind of fell into place.
And I'd call it luck.
And it's falling into place.
Oh my God!
And what's crazy to me is. I really don't believe anything has changed with Daniel Bryan. I don't buy that his brain is healed. I don't buy that
his neck
anything
is
has happened. I think that he pretty much said, fuck you, I'm going to go and get every single doctor I can to say I'm fine.
Mm-hmm.
And then say, okay, what are you going to do? So in a previous life, I had an experience with this. We had a player on our soccer team.
Somehow I knew you would.
Well, no, honest to God, she was not cleared by U.S. soccer, so she couldn't play for the national team. Their doctor would not clear her to play. Our doctor cleared her. So we had this huge issue of, we're very liable. We have one doctor, the national team's doctor, who has been one of the doctors that Dana Bryan saw, saying that she can't play for U.S. soccer. Our team doctor here is saying, no, she can play. She's fine. She's had concussions, but there's nothing, nothing we can do. So
and if you want to know more about concussions, go back and listen to the Crispin Wall crossover show.
So the craziest thing happens.
Oh,
so she plays for us, doesn't get hurt. 2 years later, there's a new head coach involved with U.S. soccer, and she's back on the national team. So what happened was, same doctor, same everything. The coaching staff had a player, a member of the coaching staff had a player that died on the field from a head injury.
Mm-hmm.
And she had said that if she's on the team, I will no longer coach. Because she did not want this girl to end up with permanent injuries on her watch. So once she left U.S. soccer, the player ended up back on the team, played in a World Cup, and ended up retiring. No head injuries after that, but I really feel that this is kind of the same thing with Daniel Bryan, that he went and had so many experts clear him and say that, you know, we don't see this, we don't see this, this isn't there, that he forced WWE's hand. And I think, also, I think they, you know, he was going to leave. It was pretty much well documented that he was going to go wrestle eventually, so why not do it? And people are saying that he went, you know, he did these treatments,
hyperoxygenation or whatever?
Yeah, and I'm not sure if there's any proof that that heals the brain. I don't know if there's anything that heals the brain because...
E, do you know?
I don't know.
I know it definitely speeds up healing process, but I don't know
what
about
oxygenating?
The brain. Hyperoxygenation. Hyperbaric chamber.
You guys remember 10, 15 years ago when there was all the rage to get the cans of oxygen, like the big ox, and you just sit and huff fucking oxygen cans?
Yeah.
And then the oxygen bars, there's definitely got to be something
and
to it.
And now they're on intervention.
Oh, there's definitely something to it. When I was a welder, you could take the gas torch and just turn it on straight oxygen when you're hung over.
Well, they have them in Vegas.
Feel better,
they have
dude.
The oxygen bars. But a lot of athletes are using those, and they have been for years, for different parts of their body. But brain injuries are hard to detect. You can detect a concussion, but you can't see that there's CTE. You can't see a lot. You detect it after the brain's been studied after you die.
Yeah.
So I really don't know if Daniel Bryan's in any better shape brain-wise right now than he was 2 years ago. I just think he had so many people go back to the WWE and say, hey, he looks good to me, he looks good to me, he looks good to me, and they, you know, he forced their hand.
Does he need money that bad?
No, he loves it. And I mean, that's the thing. He would have went
He's
and done...
He's on TV.
You think he likes thinking clearly straight? You know, thinking straight?
That better? Shit's overrated.
Yeah.
I agree.
No, but I mean, do you think... I mean, what do you... Corey, you've paid attention to the story. What do you think? I mean, do you really believe his brain is healed and WWE did some type of study and the doctor said, oh, it looks better to me now too?
I just think that I honestly don't know. I'm just happy he's back. I think it'll be cool to see him wrestle again because I think he's missing out on a bunch of shit. I hadn't really gone into the brain study. I thought it was more a combination of his brain and neck. Same thing with Austin. Like, if he wrestled again, he'd be paralyzed. So I didn't think it was only his brain.
See, everything I've heard, like what they're talking about, is the brain and how this could be breakthrough science, and a lot of that is what people are talking about. And I just don't see that being the case because I think there would be in the sports community, I think we'd be seeing more about this on
the esports
ESPN,
community or just
the sports community,
just the
in
sports
general,
community?
With all the head injuries in football. I think that you would be seeing more coverage in the mainstream news about this breakthrough technology for head injuries.
You'd think so. I mean, CTE is everywhere these days.
Yeah, so. I mean, it's
what's that chronic traumatic encephalitis, issue. Right?
Something like that.
Yes.
So
none of that in esports?
Not often.
Not yet.
I mean, it's still a really new sport.
Overdose on Adderall.
Wait till
maybe.
Fucking Fortnite gets going.
Yeah, no
shit. Turns real.
Now is
That's
that funny, a,
Adderall
is Fortnite? Do they do that in real or is that a video game?
No, that'd be cool. Otherwise, it's called Hunger Games.
That was a question that was asked in a meeting. I don't know if you guys remember that or not.
No, I don't recall that. But no, if you kill people in real life, they throw you in prison.
Yeah, you go to jail for that shit. That's a true story.
That's not true. Not all the time, anyway. Yeah.
You go kill enough people to win a battle royale match.
Yeah.
You guys got to watch more of the news, man.
So here's,
people are getting away with shit all
the news
time.
Is fucking rigged.
So one,
fuck the news.
Let's just do this real quick. Daniel Bryan, if you could make one match for him, who would it be, Corey? I mean, because everybody's talking about these dream matchups and how much you just said, you know, he missed out on so much. If you only had one match for him to wrestle, I mean, I sure as shit wouldn't be putting him in a tag team match with fucking... one of the McMahons, just
Styles,
because they have
Styles
to
on a big stage. I think he's coming back as a wrestler.
He's going to, and I think he's going to work.
Yeah, they fucking work 3 days a week anyway.
They're saying he's going to do more. From what I've read, it's going to be more of an Orton schedule and not a Lesnar schedule.
Oh, I'm sure.
He'll do a few house shows. He'll do TV. He'll take some breaks here and there. But the difference with him is he loves it. I mean, like, the guy just could just see the – like, when he cut his promo announcing he's coming back, I mean, that was real – tears he was fighting back. It was not acting.
No.
He's not a good actor because you see him on Total Divas and Total Bellas, but it's what wrestling needs is some type of reality storyline to where you get sucked in by the realness
isn't
of this
that,
guy.
Isn't that what wrestling is? Just a storyline, a reality, a storyline that plays out every Monday. And
but they're so bad now that there's nothing.
The storyline's not that good?
The storylines are awful.
Man, I can remember when I watched wrestling, you were invested in these characters. Like, you know, like it was nail-biting, you know. He's going on the top. Like, it was, you know, you were invested in the stories of this.
Put it this way. This is how far-fetched and stupid shit has gotten. Roman Reigns, last Monday, a week ago Monday on Raw, gets... they want him to leave the ring. He doesn't leave, so they have three U.S. Marshals come to the ring and handcuff him.
U.S. Marshals.
Yeah, and he beat all three of the...
Who look coincidentally like local wrestlers.
Yeah.
Pay no attention to that.
But here's the thing. So he beats all three of them. Then Brock Lesnar comes down and kicks his ass.
Mm-hmm.
And then they, you know, instead of arresting him and all that, he just takes a ride in an ambulance and... So, I mean, the story, I mean, like, it's just, it's so insulting to adults anymore, the storylines they go with.
All right, I was telling Everett.
Isn't it insulting to adults that we fucking
exactly
watch?
This morning. Yeah, so, my kid is getting into wrestling. She's starting to like wrestling. She's 8 years old, and she's like, you know, hey, what do you know? You know, so she brings me into the living room, and she says, you got to watch this video. They get arrested. And I'm like, oh, okay, here we go. So, you know, these two guys, one was Miz, and I don't know who the other guy was. They beat the shit out of the referee. The cage is coming down. They slide under the cage, get in there. They beat the referee up. They beat John Cena up. There's a bunch of people in there. Mm-hmm. They're kicking ass. Next thing you know, there's all the locker room empties, and all the wrestlers are trying to break into the cage to get these guys because they're just kicking the shit out of everybody. Cops come down.
We ring.
What is that? I'm guessing that's Skype or something. Hold on.
We've got a guest call.
Hold on.
John Cena.
The Ultimate Warrior. The Ultimate Warrior is calling from beyond the grave.
Uh-oh.
Oh, now he's texting me. Hold on. He just said, queering is not how the world works.
Huh.
Oh.
Huh.
Well, thank you for that, Warrior.
Anyway,
Warrior's going old school.
Always appreciate it.
You know, the police come down. They get the lock open. They start arresting these guys. And, you know, they're taking them down there. Or, you know, and she's like, they're really getting arrested, Dad. Look. You know, and I'm like, right. And then Triple H comes out of the back in his suit and tie and just starts punching these guys in police custody. And then, you know, the executives are holding him back. And I'm like, okay, look. He's going to jail, too.
Yeah.
You can't hit somebody in police. He's going, watch. Oh, wait, never mind. Triple H didn't go to jail. I didn't point that out to her, but I felt like in the fact of my mind, it's so hard to watch some of it anymore and just as crazy as it gets, you know what I mean?
And that's what I was kind of thinking. So is the WWE right now, is it more like the cartoon era in the early 90s? Because I read a majority of it. I'll watch a little bit on Monday night. I'll watch a little bit Tuesday night, but I almost feel like it's so aimed at younger kids that it's similar to the Doink the Clown and the...
There's my boy.
But I'm just saying, there's so many... It's almost like the cartoon character era.
Good. I loved that era. That was a fun era.
The story angles are dumbed down to that.
Dink, Dank, and Doink.
Junkyard Dog. Let's just be true.
No, but I feel like the angles are for 10 and 11 year olds.
Yeah.
And not to where the Attitude Era was for your college age kids wanting to see titties and the stuff that they did through the, you know, mid to late 90s, early 2000s.
I would just say it's so bad. It's just not good.
And yet
the card's loaded.
I got to think that mixed martial arts plays a big part in this is because a lot of people, you know, can watch a mixed martial arts pay-per-view and be like, whether it be UFC, Strikeforce, Bellator, whatever it is, and this shit is real. He's getting their heads knocked off. Mm-hmm. You know, and then they go back and they watch WWE and they're thinking, maybe not. You know what I mean? I really think the implementation of mixed martial arts in mainstream now has probably done a lot for shitting on numbers.
Yeah,
anytime
Lesnar gets in the ring,
well, that's what I'm saying. Look at
changes.
Look at this card. You got three MMA dropouts right here: Brock Lesnar, Ronda Rousey, and then AJ Styles. Isn't he the one that keeps getting his ass kicked?
He's not. He was never.
No, that's CM Punk.
CM Punk. That's right. Okay, initials. So I'm sorry too.
I mean, you can throw Kurt Angle in there, kind of. I mean.
You know,
he flirted with it.
He always wanted it. Yeah, he always was trying to get into MMA.
Get the fuck out of here.
The MMA dropouts here, people, they're pulling numbers from people that have watched them fight in the UFC. They're pulling numbers, you know what I mean?
That's the reason that Ronda Rousey's there. And it's different because there's no pay-per-view buys. But
no, the reason Ronda Rousey's there is because Holly Holm kicked her face off. That's what happened there.
and Amanda Nunes, yeah, I agree. But I think that...
she couldn't hack it anymore.
I think they're trying to tap into a new fan, and they're trying to capitalize to where before the UFC signed Brock Lesnar because of the built-in pay-per-view buys they were going to get
from
the wrestling industry. And now I think that the wrestling industry is trying to tap into the girls that admire Ronda Rousey, the mainstream attention that Ronda Rousey has.
Mm-hmm.
That's a star that WWE has not created or made since Lesnar, or not Lesnar, since The Rock.
Oh, yeah, The Rock. He's probably one of the biggest stars that's ever come out of, you know, professional wrestling.
He is by far. I mean, he's the highest paid actor in Hollywood right now. So, you know, Rousey is going to get a different demographic and a different set of eyes on WrestleMania. But, you know, do you think there's people that are just, you know, we talk about how stacked the card is. Do you think there's people that are just going to tune in to see her?
Yeah, definitely.
What do you think, Corey? I mean, do you think that she garners eyeballs?
Who?
Rousey.
Yeah.
For that match alone?
I'd say so. I think.
Oh, absolutely.
She's definitely responsible for, you know, I'm not going to say a shit ton of buys, but I bet she pulls 50,000 buys just onto that that people wouldn't have already bought.
People want to tune in to see her fail.
Yeah. Well, that too.
They want to tune in to see her not do well. Absolutely. That's.
Do you think they dropped the ball with her making her a baby face? Because she's so unlikable and she was not liked by the – I mean – a lot of people didn't like her in the MMA community because of, you know, the manner in which she carried herself, her being a poor sport, her acting like an asshole if she would win or lose. She's a heel in real life.
Mm-hmm.
So
I agree.
I'm interested to see. I think that becomes more natural for her than trying to be a babyface. And if they keep her face for merchandise and all that, but you make her the authority angle.
Let me ask you
make this. A strong authority figure and put her with Stephanie and Triple H.
How long has she been in WWE now officially? 8 weeks-ish?
In there.
How come still every time, and I've watched a couple of her spots where she comes out the ring and talks to Stephanie, she almost has nothing to say. Looks like she has no clue how to work a mic when she's out there.
She can't talk.
Yeah, she can't
she
talk
couldn't.
For one. And it almost seems like every time she gets out there, it's welcome to the WWE, Ronda Rousey. Like, this is the first time we're seeing you out here. You know what I mean? It's like, come on. We get it. Start your fucking storyline here. Forget that she was UFC fucking a year ago. Push her along as a wrestler.
She...
Not yet.
You don't think? You think it's still capitalize on that too?
Her fucking... Her look in MMA is there were men that thought she was hot for some reason. And
for some reason.
Then
unbeknownst to everyone else.
She had... the mean mug. She had that Diaz stare. She had that fucking resting bitch face.
Yeah.
And that's who she is. That's not her playing a character. I think it's going to be really hard for her to try to win people over when people are wanting her to fail. Like Corey said, she's not going to be a technician. She's not going to be someone that can go in there and do what Brock Lesnar was able to do in the wrestling ring.
No, she's going to try to go in there and be the bull. And try to beat the shit out of somebody. And that's the way they got to book her. I'm sure that's not the way they should, in my
opinion. Her matches last 2 minutes because she's a legitimate tough girl. She goes in. She was beating chicks in the UFC in less than 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
It's yet to be seen how they do it. But
she needs to take a fucking acting class, in my opinion, because I like my wrestlers to have a little bit of
give her a good
suaveness to it. You know what I mean? Like UFC, you don't have to be a good talker.
She's represented by the
UFC.
She's represented
WWE.
By The Rock's manager. She's been in movies. That's what has been more telling to me is her inability to work the mic, the inability to get the crowd to buy into a character, which is really not a character.
Have you seen her in any movies? She's dog shit.
No good movies.
She was dog shit in The Fast and the Furious. She was supposed to have been Marvel's Captain Marvel, but she was so bad.
They scrapped her.
Yeah. They got, I think, Caitlin Brie or somebody's going to be it now.
Yeah. Allison Brie.
Fuck, I don't know. Let me look her.
So, Corey, you're
from Glow.
You're more of a historian.
Do you know how I know we haven't missed a beat? Do you know how I know?
How's that?
Fuck the notes. Just Owens or T.O. just fucking rolling through it.
I just want to ask you one. I'll let you go back to the form. I want to ask you.
Go ahead.
You're a historian. You get this. How would you book Rousey? What would you do?
She would have come in as a heel, and you used to be able to have a manager.
Brie Larson,
used to have to... Brie Larson. Yeah. Oh, from...
I don't know what she's from.
Trainwreck. Is the only way I know her. You'd have brought her in as a heel, and she'd have been a badass, from the beginning. Never smiled. Fuck.
That's what you said right away. Why is she smiling when she came out the Royal
Rumble?
Because those are exact words.
It's stupid. She's not. She's not nice. Was she ever fucking nice? I watched her on that UFC show on Fox Sports.
Like All Access.
She was a fucking bitch.
Yeah.
So be a bitch.
arrogant, carried herself.
What do you think people didn't fucking like her?
Don't come through the fucking curtains and just be happy with yourself and being here. Like, it's, I've made it. Because that's kind of how it felt. You know what I mean? Like, I'm so...
Point at the WrestleMania sign and shit. Yeah.
So do you give her a mouthpiece like Heyman?
Heyman would be perfect.
It's the first thing you do.
Do you align her with the McMahons and Triple H? Do you think that's the way they go?
No, I mean, you could do another Steve Austin thing with her. You could redo it again with Stephanie McMahon, give her a higher spot on the company, you know what I mean? Make her a bigger deal than she is, and have her out and Ronda Rousey go right at her in a new Stone Cold fucking thing.
There you
Attitude
go.
Era number two.
Everybody already knows Heyman and Stephanie McMahon don't like each other.
Yeah. She's a heat vacuum, so she'll want to be as close to it as she can be. So,
well, it's not going to be pretty. Yeah, if they align her with them, they might do that at Mania.
That's what I was going to say. That might be the smartest thing to do. If she's getting shit on and booed already, tap into that and have her turn on Angle with them.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, that
Now, keep running that authority figure like storyline you've run for fucking 20 years.
right.
What could she do to Angle if she turns on Angle? That's the problem, too. That's just hard to believe. Like, she could do anything to physically affect him.
I mean, she could pick him up and throw him.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, she's a judo
fucking practitioner. He's a wrestler, though, like a world-class wrestler. I'm not talking about wrestling. I'm talking about this dude is an Olympic wrestler, right? Really? Like, she's going to have to... He's, what, 250?
At least.
She was in the Olympics, too, wasn't she?
Yeah. Bronze medalist.
In judo?
Yeah.
See?
But I find it hard to believe she's going to throw Kurt Angle anywhere.
Oh, she could do a judo throw because it's all leverage.
She's already put Triple H through a table.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying, like,
I know.
You know what I mean? Like, I find it hard to believe she's doing anything to Kurt Angle.
But Sable powerbombed to Mark Mero. I mean, anything's possible.
And ruined his career.
Yeah, it was for him.
But, like, she could kick him in the... I mean, she could do anything just to derail it and then turn.
China beat Jeff Jarrett for the Intercontinental Championship.
That's believable.
I mean, it'd be even better.
Right.
Why not book it like this? Play her up that she's such a huge storyline, shouldn't even be there. Then you have her paying attention to the crowd, missing tags from Kurt Angle, you know what I mean? Just not interested in the fucking wrestling. She's the star. That'd be another good way to book her rather than anything they're doing now. But
they're going to make...
You got to build real heat.
Coming from the UFC, I think they should make her get disqualified like every match because she does something illegal. She puts some hold, you know what I mean? Was it?
Yeah.
I'll say, you know, they really just need to fucking play that angle of it up. Like,
I don't think that's gonna...
She's a badass. She can't follow the rules. You know?
The UFC could fuck this whole card up. Lesnar in the main event and then her, like, I don't know.
Vince would be smart to let both of them lose and just try to, you know, give MMA just a bad rap. Damn. Of course, everybody knows it's fake. It doesn't matter, though. You have the two big MMA people both drop on WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's not going to...
No, there's too much money involved in them.
Plus,
but
UFC people do not watch wrestling as much as wrestling people watch UFC.
That's fair.
Flip that shit.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get to the card real quick.
Let's do it.
Yeah, we could have this. Lesnar versus Reigns. Which is, everybody hates Roman Reigns.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's so blatantly obvious they've never gotten the guy over. Styles versus Nakamura for the WWE Championship. Rousey and Angle versus Stephanie and Triple H. Charlotte versus Asuka, my second favorite match on this card. Alexa Bliss versus Nia Jax. Meh. Miz versus Finn Balor versus Seth Rollins. Rollins will make that match. Balor will help make that match. Orton versus Bobby Roode versus Jinder Mahal for the U.S. Championship. Cesaro and Sheamus, against Strowman and a tag team partner. We'll get to that. Cruiserweight Championship final. Don't know anything about Cedric Alexander or Mustafa Ali. First Women's Battle Royal and the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. Okay, first thing.
It's like a seven-hour card.
That's the problem. That's what we've talked about. How are they going to fit all of this in this? It's going to go from about 4 o'clock to 11 o'clock. So there's 7 hours.
So that's not counting. Do they have Sasha Banks and...
Nope, they've got them included in the Battle Royal right now. So we don't have Cena and Undertaker.
Undertaker.
On here.
I mean, there was I can't remember what I was listening to, but they said there's the potential for 14 matches.
Yes.
With different storylines they have working and people that aren't included. You know, they added Bryan and McMahon last night versus...
Right.
It's... I mean, the attention span.
Oh, I'm sorry.
To people.
And we haven't even said D. Bryan, Shane McMahon versus Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens.
Then you get into it. How much time are they going to give them?
I know I would not want to have to schedule this one of all of them because Orton, Roode, and Jinder Mahal are not going on the main show.
You see any squashes?
Huh. That's so weird that I was looking at something last night. They started this squash shit at WrestleMania 25, and they ran a couple of them, and it all ended because Daniel Bryan and Sheamus, and that, like, threw Daniel Bryan into the, like, everybody started to love
What was it, like, 7 seconds?
Something like that. Because they cut them off of the previous year's card, made them wrestle on the pre-show, and everybody was pissed. They put it on the main show, and
just threw it as a 7-second squash. Ew.
Yeah, there. If there's a squash, it's Alexa Bliss and Nia Jax, and that's a pre-show match.
So, I mean, that's the thing. You got the pre-show, and then it could legitimately be seven. Last year was almost 7 hours, and there wasn't as many matches.
I think it went 4 to 11. This is going to go. The main show is 6 to 11.
Yeah.
The first half is 2 hours.
Jesus Christ, they're that long.
Oh, just started last 2 years ago, really.
They televise the Hall of Fame inductees and stuff, or no? Is that all part of the event?
That'll be Friday night.
Oh, okay, yeah. So that's not part of the 8-hour event?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
They'll have them come out and introduce them on the stage.
Yeah, and they've got a show on Saturday night for NXT. It's the lower brand.
Right.
Or the younger guys, or whoever you've got in NXT at the time. But, I mean, any matches stand out to you guys? But you guys see, do you guys know who AJ Styles and Shinsuke Nakamura are?
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be fucking fantastic.
They close with that, right?
I actually want to see that Charlotte Asuka match.
The Charlotte Asuka match.
Yeah.
That's number one for me is Styles Nakamura. Number two is Charlotte.
What closes? Yeah.
What closes?
Yeah.
Take a guess.
Yeah, it'd be Brock and Roman.
Oh, I'm willing to bet they don't close. They're not going to have. I don't think they're going to give the opportunity for a Goldberg Lesnar again. I think that could go third to last. Then have Rousey second to last.
It's a bold
Styles
prediction,
Nakamura last.
Lesnar flat on his back to close the show. Want to take that?
I don't think they'll do it because of Reigns.
No.
No.
Why? They did it in Dallas.
I know. That's what I'm saying. He's closed.
They did it in Orlando.
How many has he closed in?
Two in a row.
They don't want both of those guys getting shit
three
on
in a row
like that. And I think if they do put him on last. I think Lesnar goes over and he drops the belt the next night.
We're not even talking about Undertaker and Cena.
Yeah. I mean, it's I think they give the fans what they want with Nakamura and Styles to close it, and the feel-good moment is Nakamura winning the title, going over, and I mean, just for so many reasons. You know, that'll be the first Asian to hold the championship belt.
No.
It won't be?
Wait a minute.
No,
what was that cruiserweight
no.
they held that all those years ago? What was his name? Started with a T.
Tajiri?
No, before him. Real skinny guy, skin tight fucking.
Taka Michinoku.
Yes.
Boom. Asian, done.
So,
moving on.
Ricky the Dragon Steamboat.
That's not what I was saying. I was saying they won't want to close with that.
No.
I don't know.
Jesus Christ. They're going like to have Taka Michinoku.
Way to miss the point, huh?
The okay. Michinoku driver. It was a finishing move.
It was. It was a great move. Power drive. What was it? Power slam into a pile driver.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking nasty.
Jordan in the chat asks, is Shane McMahon still having health issues, or is that adding on to the storyline at this point?
Pretty sure that's storyline. You saw that, right?
That he has the, what was it?
I thought it was diverticulitis. So what Lesnar had.
That's what Lesnar had, yeah.
That's not something you injure. That's a condition. That's something that you have.
Yeah, you got to go in and get a surgery, which he
did. It's a hole in your intestines, basically.
Yeah.
That is.
If that means Daniel Bryan works more, I don't think anybody will be upset about it.
So what do they give the fans? You know, WrestleMania is always the show for the fans that they – it's the feel-good story. That's why I don't think they close with Reigns and Lesnar, because Reigns going over is not what that crowd's going to want. You might be able to give it to 18,000 people in a flyover state. These are...
What's that supposed to mean?
I'm not taking shots at the South, homie.
God damn. Flyover states like they don't matter.
No, what I'm saying, though, is you're not going to do that in a Chicago. You're not going to do that in a Philadelphia. But you can get away with doing it in Cincinnati or somewhere else.
Or New Orleans.
But not... People spend thousands of dollars. They come from all over the world.
You act
They've
like,
seen this.
I love that you think Vince McMahon gives a shit. I love that you think that.
I'm telling you.
Coming from the man who said, I don't care if the arena's half full, Shawn Michaels is my guy.
I don't think they'll close. I could be wrong. For whatever reason, I have a really strong feeling.
Come on, pal.
They won't close with that match this year.
The show that's, or the storyline that's led and finished every Raw for fucking 3 months.
I could see Rousey closing over them.
Jesus.
I'm serious.
No. Not even close.
This does not get... Nothing happens to further Roman Reigns in this. Okay. Putting a belt on him.
All right.
He's had it.
But we all still love wrestling so much because of the great job they do of putting shit together. Obviously, they won't fuck this up.
That's true.
That's the big fight online, is that they're going to fuck this. They're going to fuck everything up.
Which is, I mean,
fair. More than possible. Why do you think nobody watches anymore?
Knee, probable.
So go through. Who goes over? If you had to guess right now, who, like, just from the matches we have out, who goes over?
Before we do that, Cena Taker, do you guys know the deal there?
No.
Okay, so they're running a storyline where Cena and Taker are going to wrestle at WrestleMania, maybe. So they've got 1 week left to promote a match between those two guys. The guy who can barely fucking move, and from all stories, is sick or something's crippled.
Something's wrong.
That's basically the best way to do this shitty match is only give it a week of hype so you don't build up too much.
That's gonna be gonna go down. Important for WrestleMania history.
Should be his last match. You would hope.
Please.
You would think.
You pray.
His streak ended almost 5 years ago or 3 or 4 years ago, something like that.
4 years ago, in New Orleans.
Cena.
So he get his win back in New Orleans.
Cena trying to get to WrestleMania is hilarious. Ugh. Like they're going to leave him off the card, but he's calling out a guy that pretty much retired last year, left his shit in the ring, and he's like, "You don't got the balls. You don't got the courage." Like he's blacking it up, and his Ebonics that
he goes
with.
He goes Denzel.
He goes.
It's not
whatever. You never go full Denzel.
It's awful.
Whatever city he's in, his whole dialect changes.
He goes cheap hop every time.
It's
basically
it's ridiculous.
I'm real glad to be here in the great state of Pennsylvania.
No, but
Boston, dumbass. Boston. That's right. I knew
the
that.
State of Boston.
You should go through and just watch his promos from city to city, and you can tell if he's in a more urban city. It's so bad. I can't believe he hasn't been called out on it more than he has because it's...
Oh, he has.
I mean, it's borderline offensive.
His whole character since the beginning has been that pretty much, though.
But anyway, that's a match that you guys would be interested in seeing.
Oh, I'd watch
that shit. Two older guys that you would know.
Mm-hmm.
But
at least one of them.
They haven't even... It's the most confusing thing I've seen. They haven't put a video package. They've done nothing for it.
Talking about him coming back as American Badass and Kid Rock singing him out to the ring.
Yeah, boy, can't wait to see Kid Rock.
Wait.
Who, by the way, is in the Wrestling Hall of Fame, right?
What?
Oh, we'll get to
celebrity.
We got us a new...
with the Hall of the likes of Bob Uecker?
We got us a review of the Hall of Fame, exactly, in the celebrity wing. But the other thing... we were going to talk about, and we talked about what match will probably steal the show, and I know you guys don't watch much of these guys now, but they're talking about bringing back Hulk Hogan all of a sudden, and you guys know why Hulk Hogan was basically...
he has a little bit of a racism problem and a porn problem.
He's got a dirty mouth, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. Old Hulk Hogan.
And some dirty other stuff. But I was going to ask if you guys thought...
Mel Gibson of WWE.
There he is. Mel Gibson. We'll get back to Hogan. Seeing the names of these guys that you see on the card, who do you guys know?
I know of every single one of these guys.
Brock Lesnar, Roman Reigns. I've heard of AJ Styles. Ronda Rousey and Kurt Angle, I know. Stephanie McMahon, Triple H, I know.
Yeah.
The Miz, I kind of know. Randy Orton. My mother-in-law met him. Said he's an asshole.
That makes sense. I can't confirm that,
so, but...
No, he's got that reputation.
Yeah, I've heard. She said he's an asshole. So she met him at Fast Eddie's,
and I met him, and he was great.
Really?
Yeah.
She met him at Fast Eddie's. He was a complete dick.
What do you know? When?
Probably 5, 6, 7 years ago.
That sounds like he was. Yep. That was about the time he was getting that rep. Man, he is hot and cold, like most people. Right or wrong?
Hey, yeah, you catch someone on a bad day. I get that. You know what I mean? The thing is about being a celebrity, too, you probably go up and you got a million fucking people asking you for an autograph. And you just, like, if you want to go out with your buddy and have a beer and a burger at the bar.
Real talk, I can't go anywhere.
That's not true. But if you want to go out to the bar with your buddy and have a beer and a burger, you know what I mean? And you got 50 fucking people be like, "Oh, it's Randy. Come here, dude. Sign my arm. Sign my face. Sign my tits. Sign something. Sign everything."
Could you imagine
leave me alone? That'll get you branded an asshole.
Could you imagine somebody taking a picture of you while you're trying to eat dinner?
I mean, I would never know what that's like, but I can imagine it'd be fucking annoying.
I'm married,
annoying.
Sir. That happens all the time.
Or if you guys got off your flight in Las Vegas and people came running up to you with, like, Surreal Talk shirts saying, sign this, you'd be like, what?
Okay, it'd be cool so, for the first 6 months.
At first, it'd be okay.
Yeah, oh, yeah. You'd
get,
like,
that
you,
Beatles
you,
experience.
Hey, get it. Don't get it twisted. You'll eat that shit up for the first 6-8 months of that, but then it's going to...
You get your fill of groupies and it's just done for.
Yeah, it'll get on your nerves, I'm sure.
Then take an 18-hour flight to China... And you're fucking jet-lagged and dead, and people are dragging pictures and having multiple things for you to sign so they can sell them. Dude, that shit would get old. You couldn't go out without getting bothered. I feel for them. I think it's not like the old days. Don't get me wrong. Obviously, people wanted that for their own shit back then.
Kayfabe's not a big deal like it used to be, though, right?
So, not at all.
Okay, good, good. Because back in the day, kayfabe, that's where you can never... ever break character. Outside of the ring, you were the fucking character you had. If anybody ever saw you, that's who you were.
Was that like a rule in wrestling? Really?
Yeah.
Bad guys couldn't be seen with good guys?
Yeah, you can't ride in the same car.
No shit.
These days, it's not a big deal. But thank God, because you imagine like how tiring that would be these days with how far they get around. So just regional, driving around, flying everywhere.
Well, now everybody's got a cell phone. They're going to take a video of you. If you're helping somebody out, you're supposed to be the asshole. You know what I mean? I mean, the media is everywhere now, and nothing stops anybody from uploading a fucking video to Facebook or Twitter or whatever.
I mean, if somebody pissed you off somewhere because they were being annoying and they catch it at the wrong time, you're fucked.
Like, bro, leave me the fuck alone. Now you're supposed to be the nicest wrestler, and you know, you run out and help everybody, but you're at the airport telling this guy to go fuck himself. You know what I mean?
What you don't see is the 35 minutes of, hey Cena, hey Cena,
Cena,
hey Cena, hey John Cena, hey John Cena,
John Cena.
And then he starts.
I can see you.
Leave me alone.
I can see you, Cena. You said I can't see you, but I can see. Shut the fuck up. You know what I mean?
Like, go for him a little.
Yeah, yeah, it's going to get old, man.
You said I can't see you.
Yeah.
Oh, anyway.
Bam, bam, bam.
It would drive you nuts.
By the way, John Cena's prank phone call on YouTube's quite possibly the funniest thing I've ever heard.
I'm pretty sure we've played that.
Fucking great.
At least once, maybe twice.
Go to our archives and check it out or something like that.
It's champ there.
Oh, no.
Frank from the chat's adding, you couldn't eat at the same restaurant during kayfabe, which is true. I mean, you just couldn't be seen. He also asked her if we were talking about Cena's Undertaker face. What's his Undertaker face? Any idea? Does he do an impression?
I don't know.
Does he do the eyes thing? Or?
You know, they said he did, he's done 2 weeks of, like, calling him out. I guess calling him out of retirement or trying to make him look bad.
Right, sure.
Which is a real good thing to do to the guy that's been in the company for 25.
Yeah, longer wrestling streak than anyone who's been in the company.
Yeah, who? 28 years.
Who, Taker?
Yeah.
Really? He's the longest wrestler right now.
Continuously tenured. I mean.
I'd say in the history of the company, 28 years?
Yeah.
Really? Wrestle every year for 28 years.
Oh, no, okay. So you're talking wrestling every year.
Yeah.
Continuously tenured with the company. I mean, he never dropped a contract.
No.
As far as I know.
Never left.
Undertaker's probably made them a lot of money. I can remember being a little kid, man, and when he first popped and he was
his merchandise makes more money than most people ever making ticket sales or anything.
You guys, how'd you feel about when he fucking went to Biker Undertaker with the band? And you know what I mean? It's like,
that's what people are thinking he's going to do on Sunday.
American Badass Taker?
Yeah, I liked the whole spiel with Paul Bearer, and they came, you know, and he was the undead.
What about
the fucking cool?
When he had the acolytes and the bald head and no fucking eyebrows and the weird goatee with no mustache. That was horrible.
Who was
this?
What? That's
Taker.
Kane.
No, it was Taker. Whenever he was doing, he had the whole acolytes thing, and he shaved his head. It was during the ministry era.
He did not shave his head.
Didn't he? Oh, he didn't. He just had the fucking no eyebrows and no mustache. It looked really weird.
Yeah. He didn't have eyebrows?
I don't think so.
Good God.
Forget
that. Why do I not notice?
Forget about it.
I always notice eyebrows.
See if I can find a picture here.
That's when somebody looks a little scary. He's got eyebrows, you crazy bastard.
I just felt like growing up with that Undertaker. Jordan in the chat says he loved the American Badass Undertaker. I just felt like...
Some people do. Yeah. Some people love American Badass.
I just feel like growing up with that Undertaker, the oh, Paul Bearer's on my side, and you know, just that fucking... That,
oh, yes.
There it is. There it is. A little high pitch. Undertaker. I smoke cigarettes. But I just could not get with... the fucking motorcycle Undertaker. You know what I mean? Like, I just couldn't do it. I was like, no. Fucking no.
I know.
This isn't him.
It was a real bad time. They thought he needed to be refreshing just because everybody was getting to that real point. They got away from all the darkness and got into everybody.
You remember when Shango made Ultimate Warrior throw up green in the front of the... Come on, those were the days.
I don't think anybody will forget that.
Those were the days, you know what I mean?
That's a top WrestleCrap moment right there.
Fucking...
If you know what WrestleCrap is.
I do not, I do not.
That's good stuff. It's everything that we laughed at or... man, I don't want to offend you Doink fans. I know how...
Hey, don't you say goddamn unkind word about
it. I know how deep that blood runs. Well, those are good names. I mean, at least you guys know names in almost every match. I know you guys don't know the girls, and if you guys have got to watch the girls wrestle today.
Are they good?
Yeah.
Charlotte
is Rick
top performers,
kid.
Huh?
She's Ric Flair's. Charlotte Flair is her name.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. Yeah, so I didn't know that.
She's kind of got a little bit of
I fucking love me some Nature Boy. Is she the Nature Girl? Tell me she goes by the Nature Girl.
I don't know that she goes by Nature Girl, but
fuck, that would be cool.
Yeah. I mean, all the woos, everything.
She woos?
Like a motherfucker.
I will watch that. I fucking love me some Ric Flair woos, man. I can't woo anymore. But.
She's hands down the most athletic. Hands down. She's built like a brick shit house. Just a stud.
Whoever gives the best woo in here gets to do a Ric Flair chop to the guy to their left.
I'm
not participating.
Oh, okay.
Nobody's gonna.
Of course, I don't feel too bad. It'd just be T.O. chopping me.
Can you woo?
Woo!
Oh, God.
Woo!
Better than mine.
Woo! Sounds like woo.
Sound like a bird, woo. I think. Are you an owl?
So woo! Sound like Shawn Michaels trying to do that. Let's get to the end here. I asked if you think we'll see Hogan this year.
I think so. They're already trying to lay the groundwork because I think they want him to do Hillbilly Jim's speech.
Man, that's funny. I would have thought.
I hope so, brother.
I would have thought, and we talked about Daniel Bryan, I would have thought that, which was my next question, what are they saving for WrestleMania 35? Because next year it's in New York. And I would have thought they might save him.
Hogan?
Yeah.
They could put him in with the NWO.
Good.
Bring back the Wolfpack.
That's what we were talking about. I mean, like, we were kind of talking about how thin some of these classes have been, and I think we'll get into that later going off your...
Who's in this year's class? Mm-hmm. We'll get to that in a minute.
Yeah, we'll get to it, yeah. But I heard you talking about Charlotte when I came back in. Is she the best athlete to ever be in, best female athlete that they've ever had signed?
That's. I mean, you're standing up against some good competition, though.
Best athlete,
best
female?
Best athlete, yeah.
Hands down.
Best.
Really? I've never watched her wrestle. She's good.
She's a man wrestling.
What is she? 6'5", 11", 5'10", 6 foot.
She's every bit of that. She plays college volleyball.
Yeah, I mean she's a Division I volleyball player. That's what the athleticism from that. But then how it transitions into the ring with the stuff she does. And,
she's a freak.
And how quick she picked it up. She wasn't exactly young when she started wrestling.
She didn't even want to be a wrestler. She just
did it because her brother.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's something else we didn't talk about. We didn't talk about the Flair 30 for 30. You know, we've missed
a lot.
Yeah.
We talked about it before it came out, but it would never. It wasn't out by the time we had.
Which,
you know,
by the way, my predictions were.
Yeah, it was only 8 months or fucking 4 or 5 months later.
My prediction was close. I kept saying they were waiting for him to die, and he almost died.
Came close in August.
Yep. But, you look at it, and it's like, all right, if. Because it's just funny to think about. You think about female athletes, and if they were to get pregnant by another athlete, how great of an athlete their kid would be. Mm. You think if she had...
are we talking about China? Because that's what they do. State-sponsored
kind of.
Sport programs.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry. Yao Ming? Yeah.
That's
a thing.
When we were in China for work,
slavery?
I walked around with
Yes.
I mean, kind of.
A Chinese lady that worked for
yes,
the government.
Yes, they did that.
That was 6'1". She was damn near as tall as me, and I was the tallest person there. And you don't see men that tall really over there. And she, I mean, but just big. Her hands were big.
That's
but
big,
she was,
bitch.
She was involved.
That's a huge bitch.
She was involved in their athletic program, and her dad was a politician and worked. So, yes, that is true.
Yeah. No, they will take, Yao Ming was a part of that his parents were picked. And you know what I mean? What episode did we talk about that, Everett, which was where Yao Ming was actually part of that Chinese state sponsor?
The sports conspiracies episode.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So, when that long ago?
Yeah.
But it shows, though, that you get these athletes. And, like, you know, Ronda Rousey, going back to her being an athlete, she's not going to transition as easy as Charlotte did. Charlotte, like Corey was saying, she is an absolute freak. And you can say she had it in her genes, but just having it in your genes is not – like, she has the charisma that her father does. She can cut the promo. She carries herself with that. But the stuff she does in the ring, she – you know, they talked about the four horsewomen. She's way better than Sasha, in my opinion. She's way better than Bayley. She's way better than Becky Lynch. They can all go. But she's – with you guys not watching it and haven't seen it, like, you're going to be shocked at the level of wrestler. The female division in general has gotten a lot better, but thank she God. Can put on and
oh, and we're Asuka, not even Asuka's
unreal
nasty.
Too.
Really?
Whoa!
And I wouldn't be surprised
if they hurt each other
that or 2 or 3 years from now they close a WrestleMania because they're going to try to do something like that because of this women's movement and this is Stephanie McMahon's. She's trying to be the catalyst for this and act like she's responsible for it.
They could close this show.
Yes. They won't because they would be promoting it now.
Yes, they're that good.
Really?
Yes.
See, I think it takes a lot more to be like a wrestler. Like you were saying, it's the charisma and everything. Like mixed martial artist, you could just be a regular old introvert. You give your 2 second interview to Joe Rogan after the match, and that's it. All you have to worry about is fighting. Like, you know, wrestling's not the same. You got to be able, you got to be an actor. You literally have to be an actor as well as an athlete. So it takes more, in my opinion, to be a wrestler than it would, you know, mixed martial artist.
She's the real deal. She can cut a promo. She can play a heel. She can play a baby.
Really?
They kind of fucked it up though because they have her kind of being a semi baby face right now.
Mm-hmm.
When she was doing her Queen Charlotte gimmick, she was the character she was playing there was unbelievable.
Yeah, it was a bitch, man.
But she was so good at it.
I think she's good at everything she does.
Frank in the chat says she has to hold back in a lot of ways to keep even with everybody else.
Yeah.
He thinks. I mean, because she's that
who
far
said
ahead.
That?
Frank in the chat here.
Frank, you're spot on in the chat there.
That's a bummer. It's got to suck to be so good that you can't really even show how good you are.
And some of it is because she's physically bigger. I mean, she's just like, so when she's having a match with Sasha Banks, who weighs 98 pounds, it does look good, though, because Sasha can bump, and it looks like she's really landing on her head and shit.
Yeah, but
she
Sasha
does
is
land
really
on her head.
She's only 5'10".
Here, I have an honest question about wrestling, and it might not be the best time to bring this up on the WrestleMania show, but do they have a steroids program? Like, do you get drug tested in WWE?
The wellness program's pretty legit. They got
okay, so that's what I'm asking. So, like, you could see these buff motherfuckers back in the day, probably with steroids. Nowadays, they're gym hounds. They're protein. They're working it, right?
Pretty
like,
much.
If they have a, you call it the wellness program?
Yeah, that's what they call it.
Yeah, there's most of them. I mean, the guys that are under certain deals don't, like, Triple H does not. But he's not under that contract. He doesn't fall under the wellness
because he's a vice president of talent or some bullshit.
Part time guys that are on part time deals don't have to be tested. So.
Cena doesn't.
Yeah.
Anybody that's obvious. Yeah.
He comes back and like he's been gone for 2 months. He comes back and his head's actually moving when he's doing his promos. You can see his head pulsing. It's.
Joey Diaz talked about Brock Lesnar one time, and he's like, the guy's on fucking rocket fuel. He's taking shit that makes your fucking head grow, okay? I mean, he's on the dude's insane with what he's on. You know what I mean?
That's what's going to be interesting, too. If he goes back to UFC,
which is
expected, he's not going to go back clean. He's going to get popped again. They're going to get the rating from it.
That's what happens every time, every 2 years.
He fucking ragdolled poor old Mark Hunt. Mark Hunt's a fucking world-class grappler, and he fucking just ragdolled him, dude. He was loaded to the gills, juiced to the fucking gills.
Hunt sued him, and I mean, like, that's...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's... Yeah.
So are Lesnar and Jones going to start their own league?
I think Jones is going to get cleared from everything. I know that's a different thing, but they just... Josh Barnett, who's an announcer for New Japan Pro Wrestling.
I know Josh Barnett.
Josh Barnett, they just came out and pretty much said that we fucked up. They had him suspended for a year and a half, and they just gave him a public reprimand and said you can fight immediately.
Yeah.
But guys like 38 or 39, maybe in his 40s, and missed a year and a half of his career, lost money, did this, sponsorships, and it's like, that's neither here nor there. So go ahead, sorry.
It's both here or there.
Dark horse to steal the show. The card's in front of you, is it not?
No, I think it could be the Cruiserweight Championship match.
Takamichi Inoku?
No, Alexander. And
you know about these guys?
I've seen some stuff they do, and they hit their high spots. But if they give them enough time, say they give them 10 to 12 minutes.
It's a pre-show match.
You don't think they'll give them that much then?
No. Oh, pre-show? You can give them 20 minutes.
So if it's a pre-show match, that doesn't count, so I won't go with that. I think I'm going to go with Daniel Bryan. I think Shane will take crazy bumps. I think Bryan's going to do more than people think, and Owens and Zayn are just gifted. If not, it'll be Miz. I mean, the one you'd expect. I don't even know if you can call that a dark horse with those three guys.
Miz, Bell, and Rollins?
Yeah.
On this card, I'd say that's a dark horse to steal it.
Yeah.
That's the thing. The card's loaded.
Yeah. I mean, they're great workers.
Yeah. I'm literally, if you are going to watch a WrestleMania, or if you guys get time, if you're not in Vegas or whatever you're doing, or you're going to be on a plane, aren't you?
No, Vegas, during WrestleMania, that's the final day of our event out there, we will be completely unable to watch anything like that.
Yeah.
Well, when's the last card that, not looking back in retrospect, but going into a Mania, what card would you compare this to? When you look at it top to bottom, be like, man, this is a loaded card. Not based off of how it turned out, but going into.
Loaded card is WrestleMania 17. There's no other one that touches that one. 19's a good one. I don't think it's as loaded as 17.
17, where was that one at?
Astrodome.
Did you go to that one?
No.
No?
I went to 22 through 25.
So 17 was...
Austin Rock.
Yep.
Second. Number two.
Hogan.
No Hogan.
So Hogan wasn't there at the time. This was when...
Also on that match is the tables, ladders, and chairs match.
Was Flair in the belt? No, they
just bought WCW.
Okay.
Undertaker, Triple H. And Triple H. I want to say Kane and Angle was a match.
Kane defeated Raven in the Big Show in a Triple Threat Hardcore match.
Is that Benoit versus Angle?
I think so.
That card's loaded. 19 is loaded.
Chris Benoit Angle, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Was 18 the year that Flair was in the tables, ladders, and chair?
It's 22.
The opening match when he got hurt.
The faked injury thing, yeah.
Yeah. That was a brutal. Shelton Benjamin was in that one.
It was a great show.
Yeah. That was a good
card. That was Chi-Town.
Shane O'Mac versus Mini Mac. Nice. Street fight.
Yeah. It was. That's the best pay-per-view of all time. Depends on how they do it.
Yep.
They could, like everybody says, they could fuck this.
And this is the bad part of it. If they do fuck this up with all the talent and the card they have, there's no hope. The writers are fucked. It means that Stephanie and Triple H can't get out of their own way. It almost is a way to kind of look into the future of the next 3 to 4 years.
God. As if the past 10 to 15 haven't been bad enough.
There's not a lot of new stars coming in, and guys are only going to get older. So,
I know.
You know.
Yeah, that's the other thing.
That makes sense.
You 10 guys, was good. You guys, I was just looking at this. WrestleMania 10 was good.
I knew you were going to say that.
10 was good.
God, you guys were big watchers from 93 to 96, weren't you?
Yeah, even that's before that, hilarious. Too. But Owen Hart defeated Bret Hart. Bam Bam Bigelow and Luna Vachon defeated Doink and Dink in mixed tag team. Randy Savage. Randy Savage defeated Crush in a false count anywhere. Yokozuna defeated by Lex Luger.
That might be the worst WrestleMania ever.
Shit.
And then Bret Hart comes in to defeat him.
Yeah, Razor. Yeah. Actually, after he got hit, what, he wrestled twice that
night? Yeah.
Jesus Christ. That's
he
awesome.
He lost his brother
that's
and then
awesome.
Won the belt later on at yep. the end. Yeah.
Yeah, Yokozuna wrestled twice that night, too. There's nothing like having a 500-pound man wrestle twice in an evening.
10 was pretty sick.
He was fleet of foot.
505 at that point, wasn't he?
I mean, the only one that you guys would probably like better is when Bam Bam Bigelow main evented. And
in Hartford.
Yes.
What a place.
He'll go in next year with it being in Jersey. Bam Bam. Well,
we'll talk about that.
Yeah.
Okay. I think we're well past.
Did they fuck it up, Corey?
Fucked it up, Walter.
No, you can't fuck this up. I don't think.
Really, the only thing it's if you look at everything and if you could ask for a, if you could add, like, make it. Make your card. Make a dream card. The only thing your fans are missing that is possible for WWE. You can't say, I'd love to have fucking Kenny Omega and all these New Japan pro wrestling fucks. But if that might piss some people off. But it's missing Jericho. and CM Punk. Those are the only two people that you could really add from the WWE landscape the last 10 years that's not on this card.
It's true.
The Rock, I mean, like,
yeah, The Rock,
but he was there 2 years ago. So, I mean, like, this has everything you could want, you know, having Bryan back.
It's true.
Having Shane McMahon back. How many years do people just want Shane O'Mac to come back?
And now they don't.
Yeah.
When I quit watching wrestling, he was fucking hated. Yeah. Everybody hated Shane McMahon. It was like, shut up.
Now everybody's hoping he has diverticulitis.
Yeah, that's a bad sign. And like T.O. said, and you guys, for the newer guys you don't know, even those new guys you don't know are pushing 40.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Yeah, so these guys aren't getting younger. They've got, you know, 6 to 7 years.
So I was going
to
say, I mean, even Balor's 30. Balor looks like he's 25, but he's older.
Nakamura's older.
He's got one of the coolest gimmicks.
Styles is old.
Is he still hot? Because he had a cool gimmick last time I checked.
Nakamura?
Finn Balor.
Balor is going to have his entrance probably at Mania finally.
What was it they called his little gimmick they had on the side for him?
The Demon King.
The Demon, yeah. That's pretty cool.
He's not going to come out as a demon, though.
He is.
You think he will at Mania?
Has to. That'll just make that match that much more better. More better.
And then if I walked out, but if Undertaker is there, which everybody expects, what gimmick does he come out as?
That's what we were talking
about. Did you guys talk? Okay, so never
mind.
We
were talking about the American Badass, one of our listeners.
I can only hope that it's the old Undertaker and not the fucking biker Undertaker.
They retired the dead man. I mean, he took the hat off. And then the 25th anniversary, he didn't come out with gloves and he didn't come out with a hat. So they kept the symbolism that was gone. The hat, that part of the character was gone, and the gloves were gone. That's what he left, and the trench coat. He left that in the ring.
I just remember him being that big-ass 6'7 dude, or however tall he is, walking the top rope, holding onto somebody's arm. You remember that? Something like the old Undertaker was
mean
cool.
Mark Calloway did that, followed by the heart punch.
It's true. Don Jardine, Undertaker. The spoiler, did it first. But anyway, just saying.
You're so smart.
Don Jardine, any relation to Keith?
No.
I was wondering.
He's assistant dean of mean. Don
the assistant.
Okay.
Dean of mean.
Let's get out of here. Let's move on to the Hall of Fame. Thank you for joining us for part one. We are going to do our old school. This was our newer school since it's, you know, current day. We're going to talk about the Hall of Fame class this year, and we're going to talk about previous Hall of Fame classes. What's coming up? Who's good? Who's bad? Who should be in? Who's not? Should they have a physical Hall of Fame? All that type of good stuff. You know what? No. I'm going to close this with one more question on WrestleMania before we go.
I like your style.
Should this be on free TV?
Yeah.
No. I'm a business guy, though. They cost way too much money to put on this event to give it out for free.
If this was on NBC, you don't think they
could
make money?
I guess
they
could sell some shit tons of ads, but...
Oh, my God.
I mean, it's not Super Bowl, but what are they pulling in for pay-per-views now? It can't be $10 million.
$60 now to buy this pay-per-view?
It can't be $10 million.
Yeah, but it's $10
a
month
if you buy the network.
Yeah.
Oh, so you pay $10 a month, you get this?
Yeah.
Yes.
The network is $10 a month. It's like one of those pay-per-view
fucking
channels
you can buy.
Like
Xbox Game Pass.
And you can get it for free if you sign up for the first time, so you could literally like sign up and then cancel it and get it.
Wow.
I think this should be on NBC.
Yeah.
I think they are missing huge on doing this. Oh. You could have a halftime type of act. You could attract people because you're on nationwide television.
Well, with what appears to be a strained relationship with the Ebersole family.
Clearly now.
Yeah. They're starting up a rival football league
to
the XFL.
Which doesn't even make sense. It's two football leagues that are going to fail now. Well, I mean, two shitty leagues. You're just putting them together. Oh, I'm going to start my own baseball league.
Doesn't
today.
It make you think that
the XBL.
WWE's leaving the NBC family, though?
Well,
kind of a retaliation.
Well, okay, then find someone, put it on, get with Fox, which they've been trying to do.
Is UPN still a thing? Just kidding.
Okay, no, I'm dead serious about putting this on.
You want it on a network, not a cable channel, right?
Yes.
Do you think they could get enough commercial?
Do you think?
Fox is out of the question.
So
when you draw 90,000 people to a stadium and you put it on live television around the world,
big thing is Snickers was the title sponsor, and they threatened. They didn't threaten. They flipped shit when everything came out about Moolah, and apparently they were so worried about it they rechanged it. So, just a lot of stuff.
The Fabulous, the Great.
She was a tough character.
Pimp chicks out.
No shit. Yeah.
Stole money.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, there's allegedly.
For our listeners, if you haven't seen it, watch Lipstick and Dynamite. It used to be on Netflix. If not, find out a way to watch
Dynamite.
It. It's about old time women's wrestling. Sorry.
But they were clearly so worried about Snickers and that relationship that they changed the name of that over the bitching.
As friendly as this is, that's fine. And we're going to get into this shit about the Hall of Fame, too, that we're going to talk about certain people that aren't in because of they did porn and all that stuff. If they're going to make money, they won't give a shit.
That's what I think, though. I don't know if there's enough money there to do it. I don't know if they can draw enough corporate sponsors and commercials to
Disagree.
I mean, and you can. I mean, I'm fine with that. I know that it's not like the 90s. I know that they don't have people beating their door down. That's why Snickers has been the title sponsor the last many years.
But this gets you more people to the table. If you announce in August, hey, guess what? WrestleMania this year is on NBC.
I get it. I know what you're – I mean, I understand
on a Sunday night in April, people would flock. I'm telling you. It would be similar. It would be half the size of the Super Bowl, and the Super Bowl's pretty big.
Yeah, it's kind of big.
That'd be a pretty good success, too. I bet they'd sell fucking $300 million
in advertising. Let me ask you guys this. How many of you guys have cable? How many of you guys pay for cable?
I don't have cable.
Do you have cable? Mm-hmm. Do you have cable?
Still, yeah.
Nope, never mind.
I'm getting there.
I'm done with it. Drop my bill in half by dropping cable.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, fuck that.
The other thing is, you know how many people don't watch football all year and watch the Super Bowl?
Yeah, very true.
I think you're overestimating what wrestling is, though, compared to the NFL.
You change the shape of the event.
I know, but it's going to take a while to make it a commercial appeal and then a bigger appeal to mass audience.
I know how not big wrestling is right now, but you would have more people because it's on that.
And here's the other thing. If it ever does go that route, you can forget anything. You think storylines are dumbed down and just ridiculous now, and how there's no blading, and I mean like just the silly shit that goes on now, it would be 20 times worse if it ever went to that type of form.
It can't get any worse.
Since the last time somebody got bloody, and
it happens every now and then. You got to get permission for that shit.
If it goes, really? If they get busted up the hard way, they don't
stop the match.
They stop. It's unreal.
Gloves.
They turn the camera away and do different angles. It's yeah.
It's kind of PC.
Fuck
bullshit.
Fuck that, dude.
Yeah, it's crazy.
No
they
way.
Found out about
nothing
AIDS.
Better than Ric Flair's
they
blonde
found out
ass
about,
hair covered in blood.
They
dude.
Found out about AIDS about 4 years ago. Wrestling. They're like, well, you know, now we've got AIDS and
holy
things
shit,
like that.
Bro,
to worry
you get
about.
Sick from other people's blood.
And Hep C. Did you guys know about Hep C? Vince McMahon said that Twitter. He found out
that's
about
not a
Hep
type
C
of chicken?
On Twitter.
He did. Now you're lying, right?
He said fucking 3 years ago. You guys don't know about this Twitter thing. This Twitter thing is huge.
Oh no.
These computors.
Computors.
It's fucking
all right, boys.
Anyway, okay, let's get out of here.
Good show.
Like
good.
I said, yes, good show. Hall of Fame's next. Anybody got anything else to add?
No, I mean, I got no plugs or nothing really.
No, I really enjoy talking about old school wrestling, though.
Yeah.
And it's something I don't ever
get
to do, you know what I mean? And, like, I fucking loved wrestling back in the day, man. And, yeah, I really like talking about old school wrestling.
Now we get real old school. We're gonna talk Hall of Fame. We're going to talk all that stuff. Thanks, Eric, for joining us, for being the fourth horseman for the first episode today.
Thank
you're going to
you.
Be the fourth horseman in the second episode.
That's fine. Call
so,
me Wyndham.
We'll see you on the other side to talk WWE Hall of Fame, WrestleMania 34. Thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you on the other side.
See you soon. Peace.
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.